The roster answered the question, and the answer has two sides, literally two. On the initial 53 Jacksonville announced Sunday, John Ozer's breakdown at the team's website carries Travis Hunter twice. Once among the wide receivers, once among the cornerbacks. Ozer's own summary of it is that Hunter is listed in that breakdown on offense and defense. The defensive half is the firmer of the two. Ozer writes that Hunter, the second overall pick in the 2025 draft, focused mainly on defense late in training camp and the preseason, and is expected to move permanently into a starting position opposite Monterrick Brown. But the same piece, the same day, says he is expected to play a significant role offensively. For a player being drafted as a wide receiver, his average draft position sat at about 178 overall in our June snapshot. A two-sided listing is the single most decision-relevant fact of Jacksonville's cut day, and neither side of it should be rounded off. The week's practice evidence is thinner than the rosters. On Tuesday, with Jacoby Myers in a cast and Brian Thomas held out after a shoulder scare, Carlos Sanchez at Black and Teal wrote that the rookies CJ Williams and Josh Cameron had gotten plenty of reps in Myers' absence, and that similarly, Hunter could have an expanded role on offense. Read that exactly as written. It is a projection about what may come, not a report of reps Hunter took. Our last episode named a specific tell, an offensive rep from Trevor Lawrence rather than a backup. And by that standard, nothing triggered. No source in this window reports Hunter taking an offensive snap at all. He sat Friday's finale with the frontliners. In the corner room he is now listed in, the team kept five, and the cuts were not painless. Jabbar Muhammad was waived despite head coach Liam Cohen having called him the most improved player on the roster, a cut John Shipley at Jaguar Report made a point of flagging. Our last episode asked two things. How would the initial roster list him? On both sides, answered directly by the team itself, and answered less cleanly than the question assumed. And would a Lawrence-thrown offensive rep arrive? No, and no offensive rep of any kind was reported. What arrived instead was the team's own stated expectation of a significant offensive role, which is a sturdier signal than one practice rep would have been. Sitting beside its own counterweight, the word permanently attached to the corner job in the same article. Back in June, we called Hunter the least measurable player we cover and said the real question was which job the franchise gives him. Every August week read cornerback against frontline competition, offense in slivers. Cut day did not end that. And the structural caveat has still not moved. No snap count reporting exists, so the split remains impressionism rather than a number. We'll keep pulling on both threads as the opener nears. Data via NFL Verse.